This episode is sponsored by SmartVestor. Connect with an investing pro for free at RamseySolutions.com/invest. You're listening to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires, where we talk investing, retirement, building wealth, and outrageous generosity.
David is in Phoenix. Hey, David, how are you?
Hi, Dave. Hi, George. Thanks for taking the call.
Sure. How can we help?
Dave, got a question about a Roth conversion.
Mm-hmm.
And trying to figure out whether or not that's something that would be right for me. I'm 69, still working full-time. I'll be working for a few more years. I've got a self-directed traditional 401k, and then a small traditional IRA. And again, just trying to figure out whether or not, you know, tax-wise it makes sense to...
How much is in all of those?
Those two, about $605,000.
Okay. All right. And what will happen, what are you going to do with that money, that $605,000, in the next 20 years?
In the next 20 years, well, when I stop working, probably in a few years, it'll just start supplementing, you know, I've got some retirement pensions, but it'll just supplement the money that we'll be living on.
Okay, so here's why I'm asking, all right? There's a couple of things that go into the answer of the math on this. The longer you're going to leave the money alone, the more sense it's going to make to convert it and go ahead and pay the taxes. It's not going to make any sense to convert it and pay the taxes out of those funds. Do you have let's take the 600K, it's maybe 200K in tax. Do you have 200K in addition that you would pay the tax with without messing with this?
Yeah, we've got some other mutual funds and things.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so because if you just reduce it by the, let's say you reduce the 600 by the tax amount, and then it becomes tax free, it's an exact wash. It doesn't. There's no benefit to doing that. No benefit mathematically. Now, if you pay the money outside, number one, then number two, the longer you leave it alone, the more it's going to make sense. Then there's two other factors for you to weave into whether you want to do this or not. One is you've got mandatory withdrawals on it now beginning at 72 and a half.
Okay.
Your required minimum distributions, your RMDs, you're aware of that probably.
Correct.
It used to be 70 and a half. They just moved it to 72 and a half. Okay. So with a Roth, you don't have that.
Gotcha.
The second thing is when you die and you leave a traditional, the taxes will be paid by the person, the income tax on that account will be paid by the person who inherits it. There's no inheritance tax on it, but the income tax will still be paid as if you will either pay the income tax when you pull it out or they will pay the income tax when you pull it out. If you leave a Roth to someone, there's no tax because there's no tax on a Roth.
Okay, gotcha.
So it's good for estate planning. It's good to not have to screw with the RMD. But if you're going to turn around and be using up the money in the next 4 or 5 years, it's probably not good.
Right, right. Okay. So what could an idea be then, Dave, is to use, let's say I went ahead and did that. I retire in a few years, and I start living on the money that are not in those vehicles that are just in regular mutual funds.
Yeah.
And then when those run out, per se, or what have you, 10 years from now or whatever, then start using the other money.
You could do that. What's your total net worth?
605 in those that I just mentioned, and then 725,000 in just regular mutual funds.
Your house paid for?
Yes, sir.
What's it worth?
$750 or so.
Okay. So you got about $2.1 million net worth. Okay. Give or take. I mean, you may have some other assets we hadn't talked about, but that's about where we are. So I'm 63. I will never touch my retirement account. I've got plenty of other assets. So I have converted it all to Roth. So I don't have to screw with RMDs and my kids don't have to pay taxes on it.
No RMD, no taxes. Okay.
Because I'm not going to touch it. It's going to go to them.
Gotcha.
It's by, you know, because I'm going to live off of other stuff. I've got a bunch of real estate. I've got a bunch of other income and so on, right? So I'll never touch that stuff. So it's a pure estate planning and RMD play for me. So every year my 401k here at the office, I have to match myself, but matching a 401k is required to be traditional. It cannot be Roth. And then I flip it to a Roth in December of every year. So I don't own a dime. All 100% of mine has been converted to Roth. But that's the reason, because I'm never going to touch it.
Okay.
And so it's going to grow tax-free. If I live like into my 90s and I'm 63, it's going to be millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars, just that one account, right, going to the kids completely tax-free. It's awesome.
Tax-free. Okay, gotcha.
So
okay.
That's the way I'm looking at it. But again, if you're going to turn around and pay the taxes by converting it and flip, turn and take the money right straight back out, it does. The math does not work. Don't do that.
Doesn't make sense. Okay, gotcha.
So that's the way that's why I'm trying to go through this. And George, you know, this is one of those things that has changed with me. It's not the advice has changed, but once I got to this age, finally, I started doing this show at 32, right?
Wow.
So when I got to this age, we talked about Roth like it was some distant
thing. It was
sort
of hypothetical at that
point. It's out there in the mist somewhere. And now this stinking thing's staring me in the face, and I'm going, yeah, but I did all this other stuff, right? And I don't even need the money. So I got to start thinking about it even different yet again.
Yeah.
And so we used to say convert it to Roth because it's going to grow tax-free and you'll have all that tax-free money when you get to retirement, which I do. I've got all that tax-free money. I'm 63.
Well, you're still working.
I can access it. Zero penalty, zero tax. I can get a hold of it right now if I want it, right?
Mm-hmm.
But why would I? It's growing for the next 20 years with zero tax on that growth. Nowhere else I can put it that it's going to do that for me or for them. And so it's changed my perspective of how important that tax-free thing is when you
look at
it.
From a legacy estate plan.
When you look at it through the lens of the estate tax or the RMD.
Yeah. And for people wondering out there, should I be doing this? There's a certain spot in the baby steps we tell you that's the right point. It's not in baby steps 1, 2, 3, even 4.
It's 7.
It's once you have a paid-for house, then you can take the hit and pay the taxes on that. But before should be focused on the home payoff.
That's a very important clarification.
15% before that.
We were talking to a multimillionaire baby step 7 guy, and I just assumed everybody knew that. So you're just a good clarification.
I don't want people to go out there just converting left and right after hearing that call. That man's in a very different place. He's got a paid-for house. He's done the baby steps.
Yeah, he's got extra money laying around. You got extra money laying around, and you're in your 40s, 50s, or 60s, and you're in baby step 7, and you want to advance your wealth. The way to do it is to get the government's hands off of a big block of it by converting it to Roth.
And the RMDs, these required minimum distributions, the reason they have those on traditional is because the government wants their tax money.
Yeah, and they don't get any tax money out of the Roth. It's done.
You've already paid it.
So they're going to get their money. They're going to get it out of your kid's hide or out of your hide with the RMD or when you take it out otherwise. So, yeah, or when you convert it, they're going to get their money. So the traditional's going to be taxed. It's just a matter on who and when. And so you can control all of that with this conversion discussion. So you can talk to one of our SmartVestor pros, and they can help you do the calculations on this. Go to RamseySolutions.com and click on SmartVestor and get somebody that we recommend in your area.
Thanks for tuning in to Ramsey Everyday Millionaires. To learn more about how to plan for retirement, visit RamseySolutions.com/retire or click the link in the show notes. Ramsey Solutions is a paid non-client promoter of participating pros. Learn more at RamseySolutions.com/SmartVestor.